Hello again, this is Jackie. I have a featured member of the month on the line. Her name is Jojo Love. Many of you may know her from our chat rooms. Hello, Jojo Love, how are you?
I'm doing fine, and how are you?
I'm well, thank you. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, let's see, I'm 28 years old, currently a college student, just trying to graduate college in May. I'm doing my student teaching, having a good time, and just that's basically me. Right now, just my focus is just graduating from college, really not doing too much more with myself.
And you've been doing it fairly tough. I know that you are in Louisiana and you were actually greatly affected by Hurricane Katrina when that came through. Tell us some of the things that happened at that time for you.
Wow, so many things happened. I mean, well, one of the things that did happen that we were fortunate that happened was that at least I had a house to come home to. A lot of my friends and a lot of my family members, they don't have homes. So besides that, there was a struggle for food, a struggle to find water, a struggle to find places to live, not knowing where your relatives were. Like I have a sister, my twin sister. I didn't know where she was for like about a week because we didn't have any way to communicate with one another. It was just like total chaos. But for that month, it was just, well, for those weeks, it was just a struggle to survive. We were all survivors, just trying to survive day by day.
And I know that our site's a lot more than just a dating site. We actually have a very good community going. And I know that during that time, the community of our site particularly got together to try and help you out.
Yes, they did. A lot of the members, they did come together, people that I didn't even know. They came together and they helped me out a lot. And I appreciate it. It was something. I was shocked. I was crying. I was in Mississippi for the storm, and we didn't have any power. It was like about 10 or 12 of us in the house with no power. We didn't have water, and the only communication I had was through my cell phone. And I had to like go to I had to go to Walmart in order to charge my phone because Walmart was like one of the only stores running on generator, and I was able to talk to some of the members off of the website, and all I have to do is say thank God to them, because without them, I don't think I would have survived, because they really helped me out a lot. And it's just, oh, go ahead, I'm sorry.
It's okay. And you've been on the site for a little while, and part of that, you're very well known in the chat room. You're very well known for being hungry in the chat room.
Yeah, that's me.
I know that generally
when
you have your webcam on, I know that generally you are sitting there eating something.
It's so true that anybody who knows, if they're watching my web camera, I'm usually eating, or if they know me in the chat room, I'm always eating, always hungry.
Or always talking about food. Or talking about food.
Yes, food, everybody, food.
And I know you're graduating in May and you're becoming a teacher. What sort of children are you interested in teaching?
The young children. Right now I'm doing my student teaching, and I'm doing it with a first grade class, and I love those kids. They are so funny. They teach it. They're so innocent, and they teach me something new every day. And I hope in my teaching career that I can stay working with young children for as long as I'm going to be a teacher. I love it. I wouldn't trade it for anything.
And tell me, what are your expectations in love?
In love, wow. I just want to be happy. I want somebody that's going to make me happy, that's going to love me and accept me for me, who's not going to try to change me too much. Because in a relationship, there has to be sacrifices, but I am who I am, and some things about me I can change, but most of the things about me I don't want to change, because I like who I am, and I like the way God has made me, and I like the person that I became. But in relationships, we sometimes do have to make a sacrifice. But one thing I'm looking for, I'm just looking for somebody to love me and accept me for my faults and for the things that I give to the world and to society. And that's basically all I'm looking for.
And when you're looking for that particular person on that side, what sort of things do people do wrong that make it difficult for you to decide whether or not it's someone you want to talk to?
What are some things that people normally do? I don't know if I can say this, but one of the things that people do that makes it difficult is talking about sex. I don't know if I should say this, but that's like the number one thing that annoys me, because it seems like everybody wants to talk about that, but they don't ever want to get to know about me and about what I like to do and about, you know, what makes me laugh, what makes me cry. There's more to a relationship than just sex.
That's exactly right. And when you're looking at people's profiles, what sort of things are you looking for when you're looking for a man?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
When you're looking at people's profiles, what sort of things are you looking for when you're looking for a man?
Well, the first thing I'm looking for is, honestly, I have to say it, is a photo.
And that's important,
because,
isn't it?
Yeah, I think that is very important, because physically, I mean, the reason why we're interested in somebody in the first place is because how they look. So when I go through profiles and I see a picture of a guy that I'm interested in, I'm going to click on his profile because he has a picture that I want to see, you know, what he has to say. It's kind of hard to talk to somebody if you don't know what they look like. You know, I get some people saying, you know, why should I have to post a picture? Because, you know, if you get to know me, then you want to know about who I am, not what I look like. And it's not about being conceited or being cocky, but I do think that the physical attraction is one of the most important things in a relationship, because I want to be physically attracted to the person that I'm dating. If I'm not physically attracted to that person, it's not going to work.
And what about the sort of information they actually put in their profile?
Well, I want to know about your goals, about, you know, what your expectations are in the relationship. Are you interested in being in a relationship? Because so many people come on the site, oh, well, I'm just looking, or I'm just, you know, here to chat. You know, you need to, if that's your intention, you know, let me know. Let me know what you're actually looking for. Because if I click on your profile and it's, well, for one thing, if it's not filled out completely, that's not good. Because what am I supposed to know about you? I want to at least get to know what am I to expect if we're going to, you know, pursue talking outside the chat room, like on the phone or what have you.
And if you've got basically something in common.
Yes, exactly.
Now, we might want to tell people that the photos that you have on your site, you actually have photos of yourself, and you don't have any problem with having them there. And we must make a note at the moment that Piper is actually a dog, not a cat, so that everybody knows that. And how often do you use the site? You log on pretty well every day, don't you?
Every day. And, I mean, part of the reason why is because since the hurricane, it's like a lot of my friends, I haven't spoken to a lot of my friends, like, since August. And so going on the site, I get to talk to adults because during the daytime, I'm like with a bunch of six-year-olds. So it's nice to go into the chat room and have fun conversations with adults. And also, you know, it stops me from being lonely, because most of the time I'm home alone and I miss my friends. And just going to the chat room, I just feel like I have a family there. So I feel like everybody is just family.
And I think it would be a good idea, if you like, you can give a shout out to those family, because I know that you are considered to be the baby of our site. And I know I said I wouldn't say that, but you are. So who would you like to give a shout out to?
Of course, Angela. I love Angela. She's been there for me through thick and thin. I can call her any time of the day. She doesn't care. She's awesome. She's awesome. I have to give a shout out to Tia. She's awesome too. She gives me advice. Anytime I need to know something about love and relationship, that's who I call on. Lord, who else? Buddy. He's always there for me whenever I need to talk to somebody. I love you, buddy. And my Lita, she's awesome also. Gosh, it's just so many. It's just so many new people that's been joining the site, and I love all of y'all. But those are the people right now that really sticks out in my head, because y'all been there from the beginning, and I just love all of y'all.
Because it is more than just dating, isn't it? It's not just a dating site. It is a real community of people that have
exactly
I guess the main thing that brings us all together is the fact that we are interested in having relationships outside of our race and multicultural relationships. But I think because we are so accepting, we're much more laid-back people and we are more accepting.
Yes. When I joined the site, I mean, I was like, you know, this would be a good place for me to go because, I, you know, my interest is date interracially, but I never thought in a million years that I would actually, you know, make friends with other females and we'd be talking on the phone and I'll be talking about some of my personal problems with them. And I just, we're family. I made a new family on a website and it's amazing.
That's really,
I love it.
That's excellent to hear because that's what we're looking at. Is we're not just a dating site. We're a community and we've got lots of members who are new and it's good for them to know that it's a good place that they can come and relax. I know that you were saying before you go into the chat room, you frequent that quite often, so anybody who actually wants to catch up with JoJo Love and have a conversation with her can do so at the chat room.
I'm in there every day, web camera and usually a chicken leg in my hand ready to chat.
And that's actually a true statement. It's generally a chicken leg or ice cream.
Yes, they know me well.
Okay, JoJo Love, well, thank you very much for being a featured member of the month. I'm sure your inbox is going to be filling even more than it does normally.
Oh, wow. I appreciate all the mail and all the support from everybody. I love everybody on the site and the support team, everybody. Everybody's awesome.
Well, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much.